This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of people were killed and dozens more wounded in southwestern Pakistan on Friday by a suicide bomber targeting a procession marking the birthday of Islam's Prophet Muhammad, officials said. A second suicide attack by two men at a mosque hundreds of kilometers north collapsed a roof that killed four people, officials said. Local hospitals were overwhelmed by the number of wounded, and provincial authorities used social media platforms to appeal for blood donors. Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh continue to cross into Armenia by the thousands, and new arrivals say the roads are packed 100 kilometers behind them. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Goris, Armenia, on the road leading from Nagorno-Karabakh.
In the city center of Goris, Armenia, refugees arriving from the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave receive humanitarian aid, like meals or blankets. Since Monday, more than half the population of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh have fled to Armenia. They are already far more than the Armenian government has said they were prepared to host. Families say the newest violence in their region has been far more devastating than the battles 3 years ago. Hundreds died in this month's battles, and families who stayed for the 2020 war are now fleeing for their lives. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Goris, Armenia.
The number of Europe-bound migrants who died or went missing in the Mediterranean this summer has tripled since last year, the UN said Friday, adding it had become a cemetery for children. Between June and August, at least 990 people perished or vanished trying to get to Europe from northern Africa, compared to 334 deaths over the same months in 2022, the UN children's agency UNICEF said. This is VOA News. The United States has quietly acknowledged Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard successfully put an imaging satellite into orbit this week in a launch that resembled others previously criticized by Washington as helping Tehran's ballistic missile program. Iran announced the launch of the satellite on Wednesday, the latest successful launch by the Revolutionary Guard after Iran's civilian space program faced a series of failed launches in recent years. Early Friday, data published by the website spacetrack.org listed the launch by Iran that put the satellite into orbit. Information from the website is supplied by the U.S. Space Force, the newest arm of the American military. A U.S. government shutdown could bring disappointment for visitors to national parks, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
If the federal government shuts down on Sunday, the entrances to the majority of iconic national parks will be shut and thousands of park rangers will be furloughed. That's according to the Department of the Interior. In Arizona and Utah, the economic impact of sites like the Grand Canyon and Zion are so big that state officials say they'll keep some of them open using state funding. The nonprofit National Parks Conservation Association says the park's director can't enter into agreements with local entities and that park communities lose around $70 a day for each park visitor that is kept away. Jennifer King, Washington.
A 16-year-old boy has been arrested in northern Britain in connection with what authorities described as the deliberate felling of a famous tree, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The tree that had stood for nearly 200 years next to the Roman landmark Hadrian's Wall was one of the most photographed of all English trees. Northumbria police said on Thursday the team was arrested on suspicion of causing criminal damage. Photographs from the scene showed the tree cut down near the base of its trunk, with the rest of it lying on its side. Thousands of visitors each year walk along the UNESCO World Heritage Site, with many pausing to admire and photograph the tree at Sycamore Gap, which was made famous when it appeared in Kevin Costner's 1991 film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Dianne Feinstein, a long-serving Democratic U.S. senator from California, has died at 90, a source familiar with the news said on Friday. Feinstein was a Washington trailblazer who was, among other accomplishments, became the first woman to head the influential Senate Intelligence Committee. She was reelected five times, including in 2018, becoming the longest-serving woman senator ever. Dianne Feinstein has died at 90. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.